Hello everyone, how are we? And happy 1st of April. What are your goals for this month? So every month now I try to set about 5 goals to work on. For me, I definitely noticed intermittent fasting that I scheduled in for last month. I need to keep at it again for this month. Something I've struggled with is waiting until 10 o'clock to have a cup of tea. I think, obviously, if I've sat down at a normal desk job and working throughout, this would be a lot easier. But as I'm out the door, then I come back later on. I'm finding it a bit difficult, but all times I'm adjusting. Last month, I started coding. Coding is something I've wanted to do for a very long time. And even in my tech job, I've always tried to get into coding. And the answer was always no. And I always found that because I did like an economics degree, it was like, you know, I was always pushed down this finance or accounting route, you know, to be an SAP functional file co consultant. It was kind of annoying, to be honest. And I just, for some reason, I just thought, oh, I'm just going to see if there's some free coding classes online, because you know, in SAP, whenever you want to do coding, it was like you couldn't necessarily self-learn. You definitely needed to do a course and stuff like that. So that was kind of what I was brainwashed with. And I applied for a couple of coding courses, and within 30 minutes, I got accepted to them. So I've completed a 5-day starter course in HTML, CSS and JavaScript. Something that I will be working on this month is creating a website package on WordPress, and then, you know, putting that package on Fiverr. I think it's quite amazing where you gain a skill and then you use it immediately. That's definitely something that I haven't necessarily done. That every skill I've picked up, I've always thought, oh, well, it's going to take years to get there. With this, I'm like literally like boom, bang, you know. Something I listened to on the Diary of a CEO podcast, which I couldn't recommend enough, is Jay Shetty mentioning how he keeps his, you know, purpose and happiness in life, is that he does live, learn and launch. No, sorry. It's love, learn and launch. So every year he does something he loves, he learns something and he launches something. And what you'll think about as well, wherever he learns this year, you'll work on launching it for next year. So I'd recommend just checking that out, especially if you're feeling a bit lost. But for me, coding, it didn't even feel like a door that I'd open. It just felt like all I needed to do was walk in the direction and the doors just opened for me. So I'm extremely excited about that. I'm not sure whether I mentioned that last month I had a semi-colonoscopy or flexi. I can't remember what it's called, but either way, it's not a full colonoscopy. It's like, you know, about halfway. That was an extremely painful process for me personally. Because in the UK, you're like awake for it. You can watch on the screen. There's no painkillers. Where apparently in the US, like you're knocked out. So yeah, that was very different, but the results came back normal. I'm still getting quite a bit of gut problems, but I'm just grateful that all the hard work that I've put in, like, you know, giving up dairy, giving up soya, giving up so much, that I haven't like got colitis or Crohn's or whatever you can see right now anyway from that camera. So very grateful for that. Yeah, so at the moment, just continue to build. So my main takeaway, to be honest, from this month is, what is something that you've wanted to do for an extremely long period of time that you've put off? And I guess you kind of let everyone else put you off it as well without you even realizing. Like with coding with me, it just feels like when I show up to class, I just feel like I'm at home. I feel like I should have always been there all along, because when I was younger, I was really good at maths. And people, you know, you get to a situation where their abilities get knocked. And, you know, I only did an economics degree instead of a maths degree because I thought, well, if my teachers are rubbish, I'm going to really struggle. And I think just because you did something when you was like 18, why is that determining the rest of your life? It's an absolute joke. And it took me to the age of 32 to be like, no, I'm doing this. So it don't matter what age you are, just start doing it. Have a brilliant April. Bye.